Blog Talk Radio.
Charlie, man. This is Charlie.
I'm a guy that called yesterday,
how you doing,
man, right? All right. Hey, you know who Pastor Kent is?
Do I know who Pastor Kent is?
Yes.
Yes, I do, Charlie.
Okay, man. If you ever have him on your show, I know, just one Christian to another, it's best that he don't participate in the show. I don't know if you've ever been to his Twitter. His Twitter is not called, it's called X now by Elon Musk. And this guy is writing a whole bunch of women and saying that, you know, pardon my French, but he's saying that he'll be their cum guzzler and all that stuff, man. You know, and he's supposed to be a pastor. You know, it's wrong, you know, what he's doing, you know?
I think he did that a long time ago. I think he did
No. He's been doing it. If you go on X and check out all the stuff that he's replied to, you'll see everything, man. Everything.
Really?
Yes, sir, man. Really? So it's best not to have him on the show.
Okay. He doesn't come on my show anymore anyway, Charlie. He used to come on my show back in the day.
Okay. I'm just trying to be, I'm just trying to be a Christian and spread what's going on amongst the brothers.
Brother.
All right.
Yes, amen.
Thank you.
All right.
Put me back on mute,
Seth. Sit back and listen to the soul, Charlie. I got a good one planned for you. All righty. Okay. Let's play some great gospel music here. Let's play Fear Is Not Welcome by Brian Courtney Wilson. Then I'm going to play Something Has to Break, featuring Kara Sherrod and Karen Clark Sherrod. And then we're going to hit the refresh, Voices of Fire. Here we go.
Your hearing.
Amen. All right. I hope you all are blessed by those great gospel songs. Amen. All righty. Well, we got a caller here, 111. No, we don't. You did have one. Well, yeah, we do. 111, you're on here.
Hi, Ken. It's Bill. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
You said a lot of disparaging things about me yesterday and on the computer today, so I wanted to clarify some things. Now, first of all, let me assure you, your money is safe, all right? I'm at a church bingo night here, so if there's some background music, that's what it is, or whatever. But I hooked up with Dr. N, and a lot of your proceeds are going to a charity of his.
Yeah?
It's called... Do you have a pen, by any chance?
No, I don't.
Okay, well, the charity's name is VA Black Youth. Youth is spelled Y-O-U-F-F. Maybe it's Duh. I think it's maybe it's EA or Duh. Anyways, your past co-host, Dr. N, was the one who helped find this. And we agreed the first few months all the money would be going to charity, correct? So it's going to the Black Youth Organization, all right?
Okay.
Secondly, we have a lot of money coming in the pipeline. We have almost six figures coming in. And we have a big sponsor from Canada called Rears Diapers. They're like the Depends Diapers of Canada. And they're going to be paying a portion of every diaper once they sell in the United States to us at God's Rainbow Ministry. So there'll be millions of dollars that will be flowing in.
All right.
So you really should write the 501c tax ID number down, because, you know, the contributions are coming in through God's Rainbow Ministry. So I can give you the tax ID number if you want it, just in case. I'm sure you're going to need it later, because you're going to get...
Save it for me for another time.
All right, but your money is safe, and you're going to be getting a portion of it. But a lot of the money is going to EA Black Youth Organization.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Bill, for the information.
All right. Okay. If you need more later, give me a call. And by the way, we had an oral agreement. I am your manager. And please.
Yeah, goodbye. 404. Okay. Hey, Pastor Wanda, how you doing tonight?
Hey. I'm blessed and highly favored, rejoicing in the Lord. Nehemiah 8:10, the joy of the Lord is thy strength. And first and foremost, I want to give honor to God. And second of all, listen, all radio callers, you know, call to receive Jesus Christ or say you received it. And a lot of this foolishness, my brother pastor is trying to impart the word of God. No foolishness tonight in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Okay.
All right. Well, sit back and listen to tonight's message. It's John chapter 7. And then you can tell me what you think about it. Okay?
Amen.
All right. Tonight's message is John chapter 7, like I said. And it's about perseverance. See, Jesus' life was not easy. From the time he was born until the moment he died on the cross, there were people trying to harm him. John chapter 7, provides us with a look into some of the struggles that Jesus faced during his lifetime. When the Feast of Booths was taking place in Judah, Jesus was originally not going to go because he had not finished all that he came to do, and he knew there would be people there seeking to harm him. However, when his brothers made the trip to Judah, Jesus decided to go also. Jesus went into the temple and began to teach. This required courage on the part of Jesus, who understood that there were people in the crowd that would like to see him captured and killed. Despite the danger to him personally, Jesus persevered by attending the feast and teaching publicly until the final day of the feast. His bravery won over parts of the crowd who remarked, "This is certainly is the prophet," John chapter 7, verse 40. "This is the Christ," John chapter 7, verse 41. "Never has a man spoken the way this man speaks." That's also in John chapter 7, 41. Endurance in the example of Jesus. Time after time, when adversity struck, Jesus rose to the occasion. And when he did, he inspired others to follow him and to glorify God. He did not allow fear of adversity to keep him from accomplishing the work that his Father called him to do. This is an example that we are to follow. So when lives get difficult, we must persevere and endure. We cannot give up. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 to 16, "You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor does anyone light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven." Jesus also said in John chapter 1, verse 5, "The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it." So no matter how difficult the situation we find ourselves in, God will see us through it. Our job is to continue to trust in him and have the courage to follow his plan in good times and in the bad. When we are faced with adversity, we have a fantastic opportunity to glorify God. We do this by constantly seeking opportunities to glorify him and to serve others. It is one thing to see somebody with a strong faith serving God. It's quite another to see somebody going through the most difficult time in their lives and not wavering in their faith. That is a much stronger testimony. The greater the adversity that we face, the greater the opportunity to glorify God by persevering with godly attitude. Here's some Bible verses about perseverance. You see, the Bible is full of scriptures highlighting the importance of perseverance. For today's lesson, we have highlighted the following four verses. In James chapter 1, verse 12, "Blessed is a man who perseveres under trial, for once he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to those who love him." In the Galatians chapter 6, verse 9, "Let us not become discouraged in doing good, for in due time we will reap if we do not become weary." And in Romans chapter 5, verses 3 through 5, "And not only this, but we also celebrate in our tribulations, knowing that tribulation brings about perseverance, and perseverance proven character, and proven character hope, and hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has given to us." And lastly, James chapter 1, verses 2 to 4. "Consider it all joy, my brothers and sisters, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. And let endurance have its perfect result, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. So to conclude today's lesson, Jesus' life was not easy. God did not spare him from suffering, and he will not spare us either. God uses adversity for three reasons. One, to teach us. Two, to discipline us. And thirdly, to shape us into people that he created us to be. The Bible teaches us that when we persevere through adversity, we bring glory to God. And others see us holding tight to our faith in the darkest periods of our lives. They are more likely to persevere themselves. So regardless of how dark our situation may be at the time, if we persevere and endure, our reward in heaven will be great. We will end today's lesson with the following words spoken by the Apostle Paul. These are the same words that we hope to be able to say when our time on earth is done. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7 and 8, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith in the future that is laid up for me in the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing. Amen. And I hope today's Bible lesson was a blessing to you and you got something from it. Amen. All righty. If you're out there and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior, you have a chance to do so right now. All you have to do is simply say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So I want to say thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said this prayer, we welcome you into the family of God. We want to say may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. And if you said that prayer, okay, we have a number here we'd like you to call in. So area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is 657-383-1487. Press that one key, and I will bring you on, and you can tell the world that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior tonight. Amen. All righty, Pastor Wanda, what do you think of that?
That is some awesome, that is rhema word, but I want to go and speak on it. You know, in John chapter 7, 1 through 13, he was oppressed by his own family. In John chapter 14, 36, he was oppressed at the temple. John 17, 37 through 52, he was oppressed by the religion, and he was oppressed by his accusers, and that's John 53, 8 through 11. So when we look through that, you know, Jesus overcame everything because he prayed through it, and he already knows his assignment and his purpose, what God have called him. And we can do the same thing, but we can't take our focus off God. We must keep our faith, our eyes on the author and the finish of our faith. So he came to do the Father's will, and he fulfilled it, okay? He didn't get off course, and he wasn't timid. Okay, and sometimes we have to get alone by ourselves, just like when we are going through trials and situations, persecution, even when your family member walk away and a lot of things. religious, but see, we got to know who to put our trust in and what our belief and stand on the word of God. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
But that's some awesome word there. Awesome. I need to hear that, you know, being retaught as always. But it's awesome. It is awesome.
Thank you.
So
thank
I'm
you.
Going back over. It's awesome.
Yeah, I'm going to start doing Bible lessons more often.
Yeah.
I think people need Bible lessons, okay? Okay.
That's what God, the Holy Spirit, have told me as well. So that's like when the what we're speaking, what God got me speaking on rejection. I'm going to be speaking from in the Word, just like you just did with the chapters. Even though he gave me a lot of word on certain things, but there's a lot of things that you have to break things down because a lot of people don't understand. Okay?
Yeah,
and then that's right. That's right.
Big part of the Bible.
That's right.
Rejection is a big part of the Bible. I mean, if you look at Jesus was rejected.
He was rejected, and it tells you in Isaiah 53:5, a man of scorn. You know, it tells a whole bunch of things. And like a lot of people are being rejected today. And when God gave me that, I can't speak. I was going to speak on it Friday, Saturday. But I went down and I'm kind of something is not lying. So I said, I just need to hear the word. You understand? I still read the word. I've been having a worship on. I'm sitting outside today and just basking in God's presence. Even rested. I got to rest today. Really rest. And when I got back up and to get direction on certain things, but I still have the sermon that God have given me to speak on. I feel better now, and I just had to be refed because I've been out ministering, passing out food, picking dog food, you know, doing the things of God. But the word of God first and foremost, and I send the word out, three times a day, praying, interceding on behalf, and other things been going on. All around the world, but a lot of this stuff is a lot of foolishness. But then I have to stay focused and can't look at what's going on around. I spoke on certain things. I said, I just can't do it. I can't feed in foolishness. Because, see, I know too much about God, and he knows too much about me, and I know he done brought me a long way. He saved my soul. And I had to have zero tolerance, and I had to tell many people that called me. And so many people are in need right now. It's about their soul, about their relationship with God. It's not about the things within this world. And a lot of people are getting distracted, like what God had me speak on the other day, distraction. Okay? And then when things, they get rejected from jobs, families, friends, whatever going on, then they don't understand why this happened to you. God got some greater plan. Got the floor. Get a piece of, hold on. God has something better than putting your trust in the earthly things. He wants us to keep our eyes on the heavenly things with God, eternal, and being able to help somebody else when they're in need. Because, see, you never know, because if you turn a deaf ear to the needs of others, God, when it's time for, when you're having problems or situation or trials, and you want God that, he won't hear. So it's a lot going on, and you got to have attentive ear. Is this that they need help or this nonsense? So, you know, that's what it got me, just sitting, just fasting, eating. So I got worship in there, and I'm sitting outside praying, and now I hear the word of God, okay? So you have to stay connected to iron sharpens iron, and that's what God wants. See, this is fellowship, giving him honor, giving him glory. It's not about us, it's about him and helping all his people. Feed his sheep. So what are you doing is feeding his sheep. When we get on here, we feed his sheep. We don't do no nonsense. It's like, I don't have time for it. Okay? Life is too short. Life is entirely too short. But it's nonsense. I'm just keep saying it. Nonsense. And foolishness. God said, I have given you, you know, when I look at Hosea 4:6, he said, many of my people are destroyed for what? Lack of knowledge. And see, what you doing each and every time I give honor to you, my brother, when you get on the radio. Okay, I can't brag and boast on myself, but when God give us his word to be been part to his people, his sheep. Amen?
Amen. Yeah, I'm going to going back to the old days when I was on the air 7 days a week, okay?
Amen.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to go back to that. And, okay, and I've been doing pretty good so far. I haven't missed a day yet. I've been going steady.
Yes, I'm coming back. I'll be back. I just got me. I had to be still sometime because I go a lot, not going, just doing stuff. You know, I have to let him fill me back up with the word and the anointing because I'd be drained. I've been drained and had to go to several doctors, and nothing is wrong. You know, they're trying to get me back lined up because I fell and hurt myself, brother, and my knees. It's already done. I got to be still. Okay, so I got God sending different people. They come, still get the delivery, but somebody else come pick the stuff up. I don't have to pick nothing up. And my son's them here. God, he have sent help. He had already confirmed that help is on his way. So just like today, I just got one box. I still thank the God. I usually get 20, 30 boxes of food to be able to pass the people. But God said, I got this bread. I said, thank you, Dad. I was here by myself with me and God. So I had to laugh. I said, thank you, Dad, because I've been struggling. I've been struggling, Pastor. But, God makes me laugh sometimes.
Struggle is what we do with them is what matters.
Yeah. So I talked to him. I told him, thank you in advance. And I said, I don't know what's coming, but I'm still going to thank you. So she calls it. Pastor, we only got but one box. I said, thank you, because I had already been out earlier, but God just gave me one today. I said, thank you, Dad. Thank you.
All right.
And I had to
well,
use
we
awesome time.
Here. Let's we
All
have.
Right, let's do it, brother.
111, you're on the air.
Yeah, I had a question about God healing. Can't Wanda, pray or something and pray the injury away?
It's already done in Isaiah 53:5. See, I still got to be still because, we have 7 layers of skin, and I have to rest, sweetie. So even though I want to do a lot of things, see, God have healed me of cancer. No chemo, okay? I've been healed many things because, see, we have healing. Healing is available. It's just I got to be still some, but I know it's already done, okay? It's already done, sir.
But I thought God didn't do bad things to God's people. Can't you just pray?
Stop. No, I can't listen. I can't let you speak that on God. Can't listen. You got to know the characteristic and the attribute of God. God allows things to happen. God didn't do it. Certain times,
and God
the comes
answers prayers.
God always answers prayers.
Yes.
He's not deaf to anything. Sometimes it's slower, sometimes it's
pray for your panties, and he'll give me your panties.
Oh,
let me tell you something. Don't say that. Don't say that, Pastor. Psalm 105:15, touch not my anointed, my prophets no harm. See, no weapon formed against me shall prosper in every tongue that rise. Isaiah 54:17. God told me in Psalm 37, fret not for evildoers, neither be envious, because they soon shall wither like grass, but fret not by the light that's left in the Lord, and he shall give the heart's desire. Psalm 18, death and life are in the power of the tongue and those who choose to eat its fruit.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Sir, I'm going to bless you and ask God to have mercy on you. Because, see, I'm not going to do foolishness with me. I speak the word with you in Jesus' name, but you be blessed. Get in your Bible. You need Jesus.
Amen.
Go ahead,
Let's
Pastor.
Try another call here and see what we have. 111. Be a good caller. You're on the air.
Yeah, I'd like to know. You talked about both the anointed and prophets, man. That's not talking about us. That's talking about the kings of Israel. How come you just taking stuff and
talking
just putting
about,
it on?
No, stop. Stop it. He's talking about his
people.
No,
you stop it.
Get in your word. But, sir, you have
I
a blessed day.
I am my word. No. You're going to shut me down.
I have a blessed day, sir.
You're not
going to
shut me down. How come you're not
have
answering?
A blessed day.
No.
Have a blessed day.
I don't know
you.
Why you believe that. Why you believe that?
God love you. I'm not even going to. I know what it says in the word. I said it. God bless you.
No.
Go to the next pastor.
You can't just take stuff.
Okay, goodbye, sir. Okay. We're not going
to. I told you, Pastor, take it. See, listen, the enemy's trying to stop what you just spoke on. I don't, when I'm doing the word of God, I'm not going to jawjack with anybody like Jesus.
Yeah.
First of all, when they keep on, and I know what the word says. See, if you know it, okay, and he didn't even bring all the word. I don't have time. It's many people out there dying. Many people need to be saved. Many people need to be drawn to Christ. You coming on the radio station with the nonsense. You have nothing better to do. If you shut your mouth, open your Bible, and read it to have an understanding when we impart the word. So don't keep calling and like it's going to distract me. I come on here. I'm not speaking tonight, but I'm speaking with Pastor because God always sent two out. Okay?
Amen.
Call and say, I want to receive what Jesus has for me, salvation that is freely given. It's for all. But if you want to call, today is Saturday. I don't know what's going on in your life, sir. Anybody calling with the nonsense, it's because you're lonely. You need, it's a void in your life. Because you call in to disrupt a radio station, you need Jesus. And that's all I'm going to say. And if we're going to pray for you still. But God bless anybody that's calling because God hears and sees 2 Chronicles 16:9. And I can back anything up we talk on in Jesus' name.
Amen. Well, we got some more callers here, Pastor Wanda. Hopefully they're better.
Another one.
And see what we got. 111, you're on there.
Hey, Pastor Wanda, if I mailed you underwear, clean underwear, would you wear it and return it to me?
Hey, I just tell you, Satan, get off the phone. All right, Pastor, you go on and finish this out because I know what this is, so I'm going to keep on praying while you on there. Because something, they have a vexation spirit, a lustful spirit that keeps calling, but I'm going to bind that thing up in Jesus' name. Pastor, I'll be back on when you're on tomorrow in Jesus' name. God bless everyone. Please listen to what Pastor Ken have spoke on, what God gave a rhema word. Do not let the distraction of these calls come up. That's what the enemy wants to snatch the word out. If you have received what Ken, call in. If you need prayer, we'll pray for you. And if you receive salvation, call in. That's what the calls we need. Or you want to give a testimony of what God have done for you in your life or what you need God to do, you can call us in Jesus' name on Rainbow Ministry. And God bless all. We love you in Jesus' name.
God bless you. Thank you, Pastor. God bless you. See you tomorrow. Okay,
111. Hey, Pastor, what you doing there? How you doing, brother?
All right, how you doing?
Yeah, you believe in persecution, right?
Yeah, people get persecuted, yeah. It's usually
All right, so like say the Christians in other countries are being persecuted, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so how come God, if they're God's anointed, how come they're being persecuted? I thought God was supposed to protect them.
Well, you know, God allows certain things to happen, okay? Yeah, I mean, he can't intervene in everything, okay? Okay?
I mean,
things happen to
God.
Good people. You know,
but he's God.
Yeah, it's true, he's God. But God does let things happen, okay? He has reasons for what he does, okay?
The person that called to Wanda, he said something about that scripture that she brings up, it's actually talking about, I believe he said, the kings of Israel.
Yeah.
So why does she apply that to herself? You can't do that. It's like you say, oh, Jesus wept. So that means, like, I have to wept. You know what I'm saying? No, Jesus wept because, you know, he was going through some trials. And he endured it because he's the Son of God. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't know why she likes to run away from stuff like that. I mean, if she knows her Bible, like she says she knows her Bible, then she should actually back it up and not shoo away people, but actually have a debate. Because that's what it's for, you know?
I talked to her about that. Okay, that you bring up some good stuff there. Yeah, you do. Okay, and I think we do need to debate things on the air, okay? Instead of just being strictly opinionated on them, okay, we need to back up what we say.
Yeah, that's right. You know, we just can't run away and just say, oh, that's the devil. Oh, you know. No, we need to actually defend the word of God.
Defend it.
That's what the Bible says. You're supposed to defend the word of God.
Yes.
Anyways, man.
I agree with you.
Have a good evening. And if you have any more callers, pick them up.
Okay, will do. Thank you, sir. God bless you. Have a wonderful night.
God bless you, man.
Thank you. Okay, y'all, 111, you're on the air.
I felt like I asked a good question about the underwear. I sent her new underwear. It'd be clean ones. And then she can mail them back if she wore them.
That's not a good question about underwear. I mean, when it's a godly program. We don't need to talk about underwear.
Christians wear underwear.
Yeah, but we don't need to talk about it.
You wear underwear?
Yeah, I wear underwear. Okay, goodbye. 111, you're on the air.
Oh, hello, Kenny.
Hey, DC, what's up?
What's going on, brother?
Not so much.
So Grover called in. Was that Grover that called in and said he was going to send her clean underwear? Because where would Grover get clean underwear from? He hauled
it. No, that wasn't Grover.
Wasn't Grover? Oh.
No.
Who was that? If that wasn't Grover, who was it, brother?
I don't know. It was a new caller.
Oh. Yeah, I've never heard of sending somebody clean underwears and then having them wear it to send them back. I mean, that's a little weird. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that is a little weird.
Has Pastor Veal called in tonight?
Yes, he did.
Did he make any racist comments?
No, he did not.
Did he apologize for making the black comments from last night?
No, he did not.
Uh-huh. All right. Is there any other callers?
Yeah, we got some 111s here. Let me bring them on and see what we have. 111. You're on the air.
I'd like to know if Pastor Wanda on the phone.
Is Pastor Wanda on the phone?
Yeah.
No, she's not. She hung up.
Oh, man. I want to hear, because you're talking about, like yesterday or the day before, she was talking about big packages. And I don't know, does Jesus give packages?
I don't know. Okay, I'm sure he did give packages.
But you said big package.
I don't know.
What she mean by big package?
I really don't know. You have to ask her about that.
And then she started saying that it being played like instruments. So I'm like, man, is this lady like, is she like one of those Christians that are into the sex cult and stuff, you know?
No, she believes strictly in the Holy Bible. Okay, she's straight from the Bible.
And the what again?
She believes in the Bowlby Bible or the Holy Bible? She has a hole here? What? I don't understand. You will break it up.
Okay, she believes in the Holy Bible.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, she would say some crazy stuff, and then she started calling in and talking real quick, like she was some type of Cain or something.
Huh. Well, let's take another call here. 111, you're on the air.
Can you tell me more about the kind of underwear you wear? You wear boxers, briefs? What?
We're not going to talk about underwear. Okay. 111, you're on the air. Hello?
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 Sounds like some of you is a clipping.
Hello?
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 Grover.
That's Grover, Washington.
This is Grover Washington. I was trying to see if you recognize my voice.
Yeah, I recognize your voice.
We have three brothers on the stage right here. Three black people here, man. B, Grover, and DC2. You ever had three people at the same time? Dude, that's a kid.
A trio of niggers.
That's right, sir.
Oh.
So how you doing tonight, Grover?
Well, I was calling to talk to Wanda, but she done hung up. So
yeah, she doesn't stay on long. Okay. You know, unless she's preaching.
What she
I would never talk about underwear with her. I don't think that's right to talk about underwear with the lady.
Yeah. Okay, 111. You're on the air.
Ooh, what kind of underwear do you wear?
Hold on, what's that?
Goodbye. Okay. All righty. Yeah, this is not the underwear show.
That was an idiot.
Kenny, I was just wanting to... Can I ask you a question, brother? Kenny?
Yeah?
Hello.
I had a question, Kenny. I was just thinking about this. Wanda is a holy woman, right?
Yeah.
So, if a man wants to procure some of her underwears, wouldn't they be holy underwears? And they would be underwears of the Lord? See?
Hey. Amen.
No, DC2.
But why not? I don't understand. They would. If she's wearing them, then they by rule, they got to be holy.
Amen.
I mean, it's like if you wear, I don't know, if you had like a cross or something and you gave it to somebody, it'd be a holy cross because you're a pastor. But it's underwears. I mean, you don't even have to wear the underwears. Just keep them around and you have the godly spirit within your realm, brother. So maybe she's taking this all wrong. I think she's taking it all wrong. She's looking at the part of the body that the garment come from and not what the garment actually means.
Well, I don't think we need to talk about underwear, DC2.
It's not even really, Kenny, it's not even about that, man. It's about the holiness of the garment, my man, not about the underwears themselves. Because, see, if I give you underwears, right, that's just underwears. But if she give you underwears, then it's godly garments from the Lord. Amen.
Okay. Well, I don't think it's appropriate we talk about underwear.
Amen.
Well,
you don't agree.
Whether they're godly or not, I don't think we should talk about underwear.
Well,
Didn't the disciples, apostles, use the cloth that Jesus was wrapped in? It supposedly the cloth healed like some people. Maybe her the word heals people.
Amen. Maybe they heal your loins, man. Maybe if you got like a loin problem and you wear them, then the godliness of the garment will heal your ills, brother.
Amen.
Kenny, if you put the underwear, if you put Wanda's panties on, maybe your penis will work again, man. They got
Amen.
It, brother.
I don't know. Let's try and take another caller here. 111. You're on here.
Hello.
Hello. Okay, stop that. Okay, whoever
See, I'm not talking about no sexual shit on this show. This is all about the Lord. I'm talking about the Lord. I'm talking about the garments being blessed by a holy woman. I'm not talking about any this chicanery, tomfoolery, and sexual nonsense. I'm trying to talk about the Lord, and people are misconstruing DC2's words, man.
Yeah, I understand where you're coming from, DC.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to be called Wanda Shut It Down Garbage.
Amen?
Ken.
Yeah.
Is Tony Farrell watching the Cowboys game?
Yes, he is.
He just got another touchdown. They got 28 points right now.
Who does Dallas?
Dallas got 28.
Who cares, man? It's a preseason game. Don't mean a damn
thing. They're playing that Mexican team out of the Raiders. The Raiders got 16.
16? That's Victor's age, man. That's funny. Hey, listen, man, it don't matter. It's the preseason. You can win all the games and then lose all the regular season games. I once saw the Detroit Lions do that one time.
I remember that. We had Barry Sanders in, didn't they?
No, this is post-Barry. I think they did have Calvin Johnson, though. And speaking of Johnsons, I use Johnson & Johnson's baby powder all the time. I was wondering, could I do a commercial for Johnson & Johnson's, Kenny?
Well, we haven't got an ad for Johnson & Johnson's yet.
You got to talk to Veal. Veal, run it through Veal first.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm sorry, Kenny.
He's the manager for Ken's manager.
That's still not my manager.
What in the
that's
hell?
A, yeah, Will's not my manager. Anyways,
the Cowboys.
I'm going to give Juan from Alabama and his Kemp boat.
Oh, Kenny, don't shut the show down. Wait a minute.
God damn it.
You only did an hour in 10 or 15 minutes, so that was Wanda, man.
I got
on,
more
brother.
Questions. I got Bible questions.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Why do you think the Cowboys got that quarterback from San Francisco trade? That's one of them Negro quarterbacks that stands in a shotgun and claps hands and then runs off like it's double TV.
I don't know. I ain't watching the game.
Oh.
They got a trade. For that Negro quarterback.
Okay.
I don't think he's full brother, but yeah, he might be partial.
That means he stands in the shotgun half the time and claps.
Well, we got another call here.
Okay.
One
all right.
But quarterback is no Texas. Staple like Dick Nolan. Dick Nolan was
no.
Dick Nolan was a Cowboys great.
I thought Dick Nolan dressed up like a cowboy and shoved the football up Kenny's ass. I'm confused though. I don't know. I could be wrong.
No, it never happened.
Okay, it's a rumor.
You ever go to Rab Ranch?
No.
Cowboys. Eight naked cowboys.
Hey, Kenny, I heard a rumor that you... Kenny, I heard
what?
A rumor
what?
That you were going out with Sam for after the Labor Day bash at Audash. Is that true? And
no.
And also, a follow-up question, are you going to make Sam wear a rubber?
Well, I'm not seeing Sam.
You're not?
No.
Oh, I was told that there was a date and some there was a dinner planned and some unprotected relations without a rubber.
No.
Is that's not
no.
true? Okay. All right.
No. Is that true? Okay, let's take another caller here. 111. You're on air.
Hello. I am a coming machine.
Wow, that might be the worst impression of Kent I've ever heard.
That
congratulations.
Bad.
That was really bad.
That was so bad, it was funny. Holy
it sounds
shit,
like that guy's got a sore throat. That caller probably had a sore throat. Makes him sound
funny. I mean,
funny.
That was a terrible effort. I mean, hello, I'm a coming machine. Kenny, you gotta admit that was pretty bad.
Hello,
yeah, that was
hello, I'm coming. I can do that too.
Yeah. All right.
Hey, Kenny, I have a godly question. It's legitimately a godly question, Kenny. I remember a few years ago, and I know the past is the past, okay, so you don't have to say that. I know that's your tagline. But I remember a few years ago, and I quote, I'm not trying to curse on the show, but you said this. You said, fuck Psalm 37. And I was always wondering why you had such a distaste for Psalm 37. I always enjoyed it myself. I used it many times. But I was wondering why you didn't like it so much to say fuck Psalm 37. Does anyone remember Ken saying that?
I have no idea.
I said it, but I was mad at Pastor Ken at the time.
Oh, because he likes Psalm 37. And you don't like Psalm 37?
No, I like Psalm 37. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Amen.
Amen. All right.
See, I had
okay.
a godly question.
Well, anyway,
amen.
I am going to end the show, okay? I'm very hungry, and I haven't eaten all day.
We're all hungry, man.
And I'm going to go eat. So I'm going to say God bless everyone.
Kenny, wait a minute. Let me see two hosts the show while you cook, man. Hold on. Kenny.
What?
Kenny?
It's going to be okay.
Oh, you don't trust me, Kenny?
Good night,
everybody.
Come on, man. God bless you. Yeah, good night, DZ2. Come on. Good night. God bless.
Wait a minute, Kenny. Hold on. Kenny, why are you mad at me, Kenny? I didn't do anything. Kenny.
What?
Kenny, why are you yelling at me, man? I didn't do shit. Kenny, why are you yelling at me?
I'm not mad at you.
I'm just trying to keep the show on for at least another 20 minutes because people tune in. I was going to host the last 20 minutes for you, man, so you could eat your dinner.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, is anybody on the line that I can talk to? Or did you get rid of everybody?
I had to hang up because it was echo callers.
Son of a
okay, 111, you're on. Okay, 111, you're on air.
Kenny.
Thank you. finally a real caller.
Yeah, there's some fake callers in there. A whole bunch of people talking about underwear, and then there were some echoes. So you going to go get a microwave pizza?
No.
Are you going to stay on now, Kenny?
I'm going to go eat. You can talk to Johnny.
Oh. Thank you, brother. Thank you. Johnny, how are you doing this evening, brother?
I'm just looking up Psalm 37. It doesn't seem to be too offensive. It says, do not fret because of those who are evil or be envious
mm-hmm.
of those who do wrong. For like
right.
the grass, they will soon wither. Like green plants, they will soon die away.
Right. Yeah, that's Kent's favorite psalm, and Kenny apparently is not a fan of that psalm. I myself often harken back to that psalm because it has very meaningful words in it. You know what I'm saying? So, but
yeah.
Kenny not a fan of that Psalm 37. He actually used the F word to the Psalm 37. I don't want to repeat it again, but you heard that once. Have you ever heard that, Johnny, when he said the F word to the Psalm 37?
Oh, yeah. He was in a hot mood. He was angry.
Amen,
Speaking
brother.
Of angry, Psalm 37 says, refrain from anger. Do not fret. It only leads to evil. For those who are evil will be destroyed.
That's very ironic.
I think that's talking about folks ask about underwear. They will be destroyed. The evil one.
Well, let me ask you, Johnny. I spoke on this earlier about the underwear topic. I asked Kenny specifically if Wanda was a holy woman, and he said, absolutely, Wanda is a holy woman of the Lord. And I said, it's not about the underwears so much as it is about the garment being from a holy woman. Would you agree or disagree on that statement?
I'm going to disagree because I don't think it matters whose brown stains are in the underwear.
I didn't mention no brown stains, man. She keep it godly. She keep it clean, brother. There ain't no dookie stains on there.
No, I'm worried more about the cooterlink leakage.
Oh,
it could be some kind of a...
Yeah. And you know she got a mound of hair on there too, brother. Listen, here's the thing, though. I'm saying if it comes from a holy woman, it's a holy garment. If it's a holy garment, then I don't understand why she gets so upset. You put the garment around you, you in the presence of the Lord.
What if you just put your head in one of the leg holes and it's just like a necklace, you wore it?
You could do that. Yeah, you could do that. I mean, I'm sure Kenny does that with Farrah's panties. So, I mean, you could probably do that with the... Wait a minute. I thought you was getting food, Kenny. You lied. You were in the circle of trust, Kenny.
I wasn't going to talk.
Oh.
Microwave?
Kenny.
What?
Kenny. Is it a microwave taco?
Uh-uh.
Oh. So wait a minute. You made a taco from scratch in that amount of time?
It was already made. I just had to put it together.
So then you had to microwave it to warm it up, or do you eat it cold?
It was on the stove.
All right. Well,
like
Kenny,
a heating plate.
How did you
Chafing
think I was
dish.
Doing as host, Kenny?
You did a good job.
Thank you, Kenny. Did you read Pastor Veal's Mike Hunt's his pest control thing tonight, or is that only a once in a while thing?
Once in a while, not every night.
Oh, okay, amen.
Okay,
yeah.
Have you gotten any of the money yet? Has the money come in yet for that?
No. It's supposed to be going to Dr. N's charity.
Here's what I don't understand, Kenny. Maybe you can explain this to me. I'm a little confused. Why is Pastor Veal even involved? BBF is the one that's in charge, and Mike Hunt is the one with the business. Why is Veal even involved? Why, you
I
could
don't
just, you could just You could just cut out the middleman and talk to Mike or talk to BBF. You don't really need to talk to Veal.
I know.
That's just
I don't know why he's in there.
That's just my opinion. I don't know.
Hello?
One.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Ken.
Okay. 111.
Hello.
Hello.
Ken. Hello?
Is King Ramesses the IV. Return
Kenny,
the rainbow to
Kenny,
God.
Kenny, it's one of your retarded listeners, man. Kenny, it's one of your retarded listeners. You got to speak up.
Oh,
suffer so we can hear
his curse. Return
what?
The rainbow.
What is she? What is he saying?
Return.
Okay, 111. You're on air.
The silent guy.
Kenny, yeah. You got mute listeners, man. You got a mute caller. You got a lot of mute callers. You got all of the people covered, man. You got retarded people, deaf people, mute people, black people, Jewish people, racist people.
Muslims.
You got it all, brother. You the king of blog talk, Kenny.
Kenny
yeah,
is a shooter, so that's like a wheelchair.
111, you're on
the
air.
The host queue.
Hello.
You are now in the host queue.
Dickie?
You are now off the host queue.
This is ridiculous.
You are now in the host queue.
Dickie?
This is ridiculous.
You are now off the host queue. You are now in the host queue.
The one key.
Okay.
Dickie,
did you hear me?
You're on air.
He retarded as hell.
Now, I heard that you needed me to call in here to establish what is going on here. Why do you need me to call into your show here to discuss business here?
I don't need you to call into the show.
Kenny, let me talk to BBF for a second. Mr. BBF, this is DC2. I was just saying, brother, that I didn't understand why Kenny couldn't just work this out with you as opposed to Veal, because Veal is very he's not consistent. He only called like once in a while. And so I thought maybe it would be better if Ken dealt directly with the big man. You know, that's you, brother. You the big man in charge.
Well now, listen, yeah. I do appreciate you saying that. And before I begin my conversation here, I want to thank you. Please go check your Venmo as we speak here.
Okay, one second. Hold on, I'm looking. $8,000? God damn, what is it? BBF?
Well, that deals for your consultation. Very good here, very good. Now,
Thank you, sorry. Thank you, brother.
You're welcome, my good black friend here. Now, I seem to... Can you hear me, Mary Lou? I'm on my hot air balloon trying to travel from one destination to the other. And now I have to call in and speak to you about the business of God's Rainbow Ministries, which I own. And you're making me lose listeners and fans here.
Yeah, well, goodbye. Okay. 111.
What are you doing?
You're on here.
Ken, don't be an asshole. Yeah. Don't be an asshole.
Kenny, what the fuck is that?
111.
Hello,
Kenny.
111.
Wow.
Okay. 111.
Kenny.
Wow.
111.
Kenneth, are you listening to me?
Yeah.
Can I please, why would you hang up on the man? Kenny,
why not?
He's a very, Kenny, listen to me, man. He's a very busy man. He's a godly man. He's a good man. He's a hard man. Okay, why would you hang up on him? He's trying to help you, even though it doesn't seem like it. He's trying to get you paid. And you hung up on him, Kenny.
Man,
God damn it. I'm trying to be on your side, but you make it so difficult, man.
Well,
I guess you're at home with BBF now.
Okay. Woman, one more on you.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Goodbye.
Oh, it, wait, no, Kenny. Oh, my God. It was, that was famous kismet.
You're on you.
You like
turn the rainbow. Or San Antonio will be in Sodom. Return the rainbow.
Goodbye.
Kenny, this
one,
call is retarded.
1-1, you're on here.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Be prepared
okay.
to be hung up on.
All right. No, I just wanted to call in. Just wanted to know if you ever got that shipment of those rainbow dildos.
No. Goodbye. 1-1-1. You're on here.
Yeah, kid, we got disconnected. I think there were some echo calls and you hung up on me. The dildo shipment.
I just muted you. I didn't hang up on you. It was coming from you. The echoes. Okay, 1-1-1. And you're
weird.
On here.
Hello.
Hello.
I know.
Oh,
hey.
Kenny, do not hang up on Dan Garza, Kenny. I'm telling you right now, do not do it.
I will.
Leave him on. No.
Okay, so I finally call in to get to you on the phone. And this is Dan Garza, by the way.
Yeah, right.
No, you need to listen to me because I don't want to lose my patience with you again. So I'm trying to control my temper. But I gotta ask you a question that everybody have on their mind right now. Why are you a lie-faced motherfucker?
Why are you a lie-faced motherfucker? Goodbye.
Okay, damn it, Kenny.
No.
You're on here.
You're not.
Hello, Kenny, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Kenny, you're running this fucking show into the ground, Kenny. What the fuck? What are you doing? You just hung up on Dan Garza. That was our number one guest. It took months for me to book him onto the show, Kenny. Months.
Kenny,
okay.
Is that Bo?
Yeah, yes, it's Bo. I want to, DC, what can I do for this guy? I've been trying to get him all-star guest all fucking for months now, and he just hangs up on him, and he's running this show into the fucking ground. And what else can I do? Kenny,
man.
Kenny, why are you doing this to your own show?
Because I can't.
Kenny, wait a minute. Kenny, don't disrespect Bo. Hey, Kenny, don't disrespect Bo. I'll get real niggerish on here, Kenny. Don't disrespect Bo.
Leave him on.
Kenny.
Kenny, let Bo talk, goddammit.
You have a stall in the rainbow.
Goodbye.
That's an elderly caller talking about a rainbow.
Kenny's pissing me off. Kenny, is Bo on the line still?
Yeah.
Hey, check 1-2. Am I still on the line?
Let him talk. Kenny, let Bo talk or we going to have some real motherfucking problems up in here. Let him talk,
Kenny,
man.
You haven't heard from him
Kenny,
in like
what,
a year.
Why are you being all the good ghosts, the good host, and why are you doing this to your own show, Kenny? Come on. Give me some truth here.
Because I can't.
I mean, but don't you want your own show, your show to succeed?
Yeah, but I don't want bullshit callers.
Well, oh. Who's the bullshit caller?
Bullshit caller?
Arthur Rico.
Well, Kenny, wait a minute, man. You hung up on BBF. You hung up on Fennis Kishman. You hung up on Dan Garza. you hang up on everybody. You're turning into Kent, man. What the fuck is wrong with you, Kenny?
Nothing. Don't want bullshit callers. And BBF's bullshit callers, so is Fennis Kishman, okay, and along with Dan Garza. Goodbye.
Kenny. Just because you don't agree with a caller don't make him a bullshit caller, Kenny. That's some Kent Hitler shit you're talking about right now.
Kent Hopper talk.
Well, anyway, we got a minute left in the show. I'm going to say God bless everybody. Have a wonderful night. See you tomorrow night for another great show.
Bye. Bogart called me just for an ass to him.